Hello, and welcome to The Staffing Show, the only podcast that delivers tools, tips, and tactics from the staffing and recruiting industry's top executives and thought leaders.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Staffing Referrals. At Staffing Referrals, we understand the challenges your agency faces every day. From finding high-quality candidates and clients to automating your recruitment process, our platform is designed to help you grow your agency faster. Imagine a world where your agency can automatically build your talent community, improve your recruiter's productivity, and automate manual processes, all the while improving the candidate experience. But don't just take our word for it. Here's what a few satisfied customers have to say. Our referral program boomed after partnering with Staffing Referrals. The technology allows us the tracking, communication, and reporting our traditional referral program desperately needed to unify and expand. Can't imagine our business without it. Are you ready to transform your staffing agency? Let's reduce your dependency on job boards. Deliver the experience your candidates expect from a modern business and turn your talent pool into a competitive advantage. Visit staffingreferrals.com and get ready to grow.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Staffing Show. Today, I am super excited to be joined by Richard Rosner, who is the founder of The Staffing Shark and is America's job agent. Richard, super excited to have you on the show today. Kick things off. Could you tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got into staffing?
Hey, David. Thanks for having me on the show. And shout out, it is Shark Week. So to have this recorded on Shark Week is special for me, bro. Well, you know what? Okay, so here's the story with me. I used to be a probation officer for 10 years. I don't know if you knew that, for the state of Pennsylvania. And I quit my job in the summer of 2007. And yeah, and then moved to Pittsburgh. And actually, a recruiter found me for a job in IT and liked me so much and said, do you want to come aboard and be a recruiter here in New York City and Pittsburgh? And 10 years later, here I am. So it's been 10 years this year. So I've been in the industry. Reason I'm called a staffing shark, I'm going to tell you, David, back in the day, and I tell everybody this, you know, people love Richard Rosner, but what's going to make your brand? And this is before the brands came out, like 5 years ago, wasn't his big personal brand. I'm thinking, I'm not going to make this up, man. I'm sitting at Myrtle Beach. I'm drinking some Landshark beers. You know, after about four or five of them, you know, you see the white caps, you think you see a shark. And I'm thinking, I need a tag name, Staffing Shark. Always on the hunt, never sleeps, and drinks Landshark beer. And I'm thinking, dude, that could be me. And then I'm thinking, man, let me take it to the next level. Let me put like the Kenny Chesney vibe on it. Flip-flops, ripped jeans, medium shirt, and a shark necklace. I'm like, I'll be the only one at a conference that looks like I just walked off the beach and ready to have a beer. I guarantee I can attract talent. And there I am. Can't make it up, man. I'm loving it, man, every day.
You created the brand. You created the
I created a brand more than once. I got to tell you, my family calls me Shark.
I was like, who's this guy? Who's this guy? You got all this energy, flip-flops.
You know what's funny is my parents call me the Shark. I mean, they don't even call my real name anymore. It's like...
I love it. And I mean, so you've been in staffing for quite a bit. Got in from, I think you're the first and only person I know that was a probation officer before jumping in, which is a crazy background. What are some of the trends that you're seeing in staffing today?
I think the biggest trend is that we're talking about AI. Of course, AI, you know, we'll talk about that all the time. But I think the biggest thing is a lot of recruiters now are getting scared that AI is going to replace them. I think that's one of the biggest things right now, that in our industry, everybody is not on the offense side, they're on the defense side of saying, can I save the day? Can I find a candidate? Me, I'm all about the hunt and on the offense side. I always say that. So I think that's one of the big things right now, that recruiters are doubting themselves. A lot of layoffs in the industry too. So that's where you got to be proactive, David. You know that is, man. We got a lot of good friends that lost their job this year. But at the end of the day, if you're proactive and you reach out to all your platforms and networks, you should be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think AI is definitely replacing components of jobs. But if you're building relationships and truly connecting with people and using AI to accelerate your own skill set, there's plenty of jobs out there as well. So staffing has been, it's been a challenging year and a half. Things seem to be moving in the right direction.
Let me elaborate real quick about AI. I'm going to tell you real quick. AI is best for sourcing. I mean, if you know anybody who wants to make 100 phone calls a day sourcing, AI is always happy. It's kind of sort of like pretty much right now, not biased, you know. Yep. On that 100th phone call, it's still saying the same thing. So I think that is the one thing that's going to game changer for a lot of staffing firms and recruiting firms, is the sourcing part. And then now we have the voice AI, which is incredible. I mean, me and you could be sleeping at 3 a.m. and somebody can just get on a website and have, you know, a voice bot come out there and talk to you for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I've seen some of the AI tools that are doing the autoresponders, auto scheduling, some of the components that are just kind of mind numbing as a whole anyways. And it's like, if you can eliminate that part of the job and actually focus on having the conversations, and it feels like a better spot to be.
It is. Maybe I'm a bot right now. I might not even be the real person.
the staffing bot, the staffing shark bot.
That's it. Oh boy, that'd be kind of scary. I think with my lingo, you could never have a bot for that.
From a trends perspective, you're all over social media. You're always creating engaging content. You have a great brand. What are some of the things that you're seeing? And I know you have some exciting stuff coming up as well with Staffing TV. So what are you seeing when it comes to video content and some of the different approaches to branding and content generation for staffing agencies?
I think a lot of the branding and the videos, but to keep it short, short and sweet. I always say 7 to 15 seconds for, and I created this called the branding burst. And I got one coming out actually today on LinkedIn. It's a surfing. I'm surfing. It's like surfing into the job, you know? So it's like videos like that. People want that Netflix. And I talk about this in the blog today that, you know, that we want that trailer, that 15 to 30 seconds of excitement. That video of just saying, come on down to my agency, I have 100 jobs, is obsolete. I'm going to tell anybody out there, it doesn't work. I mean, the only people's going to like that's your internal staff and some of your friends. That's it. So I think the video content these days has to be creative. We talk about creative. How does you engage your audience? So here's how I do it, David. I sit back and I say, okay, I'm Kenny Chesney on the stage. I kind of visualize this. There's my audience. It's screaming and yelling. They want one more song. What kind of content can I put out there to make them happy, to engage them? Not myself. I'm here to make them shine. So it's about, right now it's summertime. You should be blasting out all kinds of stuff. Even if you have a pina colada in your videos, people want that. It's Shark Week. Put stuff out there with sharks. That is going to engage you. And then guess what? You're going to have your name on it. They're going to see your face. You're going to have your logo there. That is what we have to do in the video world. And I'll be honest with you right now, I don't see much of it out there. We have a lot, but set yourself as a cartoon character. I mean, I'm like Rambo in one. You got to see this one picture. I look like Rambo and it says Recruit Bow. You know, people's like laughing and joking, but that's where you get your traffic from. And then after that, they're going to be curious of who you are. Then they go to my Facebook or one of my platforms. And then he said, wow, he's finding people jobs. And before you know it, it's just a snowball effect.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible what you've done. And I mean, you told us about the background of coming up with a staffing shark, but like, what's driving you forward right now? How are you working with talent? Kind of what's the approach today?
I think the biggest approach right now for the talent is I already built a database pretty much on Facebook. I always joke, I have like 3,000 friends on there. I think 2,000 are people that have hired over the last 5 years. So then I have a couple of family members, you know, and a couple I don't really want to have on there anyway. But just joking about it is, I think that, you know what, when you have all of them on there, you know, they reach out to me all the time. I'm going to tell you, David, I got so many people reaching out to me. And I think this is what's great about the staffing recruiting industry. When you build a brand where you don't chase them, they chase you. You trust them. I mean, one thing about me, I've never ghosted anybody. If I did, call me out because I'm there. And that's a big thing that we could talk about right now. A lot of candidates are getting ghosted by recruiters. And that's where I come different. I'm like, dude, I got 2 seconds to send you a message and say, hey, you didn't get this job. We didn't get this job. Let's move on to another one. Or they went a different direction. That's all it takes. And guess what? They're going to say, dude, thank you for that respect. And it could be through texting. I mean, they all have my phone number. That's probably one of the biggest things I will say is a game changer. Everybody has my cell phone number. You know, it's my personal number. It's my business number. It's my revolver. It's on my hip at all times, you know? So they can call me on the weekends. Dude, if I'm watching football or if I'm having a couple beers at 8 o'clock at night, I'll get back to you in the morning, you know, or maybe I'll answer the phone at halftime and start cussing about my team losing, you know, and then take your call. But that's a part of me being real that everybody sees and the candidates just love it. And it's not me. It's because the team I have around me, we just keep it real. And I think that's what we have to do now. We're going back to the basics. We're just engaging and keeping it real with people.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on with Staffing TV. I think this is exciting stuff. Something unique. So
yeah, this is kind of fun. So you know what? We all have podcasts. I'm on your podcast now. I have my own and all that good stuff. But there's nothing out there where it's like an entertainment 6 to 9 hours. I call it a streaming service, you know? So what I came up with was Staffing TV, you know, just like MTV, but it's Staffing TV. The logo is a little bit similar, but my brother made it, so it's no copyrights at all. But it is kind of it is kind of cool. We got shows like, remember TRL? Now we got Total Recruiters Live. Yo MTV Raps, Yo Recruiters Raps with a little bit DEI and stuff. We're going to make it fun. I got a great team of leaders there. I have probably 13 contributors that you probably know. You know, Brad Biley's one of them. You know, we got a lot of good people that's going to be on, that's going to contribute every day with data, AI. We're also going to have people from not from the industry, like economists come on from like the news stations and job seekers from the streets talking to us. So this is going to be something that's going to be awesome. It's always live because freaking life is live. You know, I don't record anything. And we're going to have like alcohol on Fridays a little bit, but we are going to have a great time, 6 to 9 hours on all platforms. Love Everybody's it. Invited to be on it. It's free publicity for everybody. So why yep. have your podcast and get exposure when you can come on to Staffing TV, do your 30-minute spiel, take the reels back and blast them off. You know, we don't own that. You own it too. That's the one thing about it. We're going to grow together on this. So I'm just going to tell you, when it launches like the end of summer here, man, it's going to be freaking fun, man. I can't wait.
That's great. And with that and some all, I mean, you talked about a handful of different kind of content pieces that you're doing and some recommendations on the marketing side. But what, like if you're a staffing agency today, I know you're saying get out there, be different, short clips. Any other recommendations if you're sitting there saying, how do I get more talent in the door from a marketing perspective? And I ask you because I feel like you've given me examples over the years of some of the guerrilla marketing campaigns you've done. And I feel like you're kind of the really like an OG.
OG, a gangster.
You've done a lot of cool things over the years. And I'm wondering, what are some things that you'd recommend for staffing agencies to look into, tell their marketing team to do? Yeah, where would you go with that?
Okay, so here's what I think right off the bat. The marketing team and the recruiters have disconnect. And I see it all the time when they go in. So I think the recruiters should be micro-influencers. How about that, Dave? That's the name I came up with. I got some blogs. So everybody, even a sales rep, they should be a micro-influencer too. So you're the face of the company. The company, the logo is not the face. You are, because you're in the front line. You're going out to try to get sales. You're trying to recruit. They have to be part of the marketing. I don't see that anymore. I see just the marketing department putting out marketing posts that they think. I'm going to tell you what, if you know how to market a tennis shoe, it's different than marketing candidates. You got to know the industry. You got to know what it is. And the recruiters and the sales reps do. Some of the stuff that I like to do real quick, coasters. And all the bars and restaurants around here have the coaster Get Hired by the Shark. Another one, I sponsor a baseball team. Another one, I have NIL. I have a couple real quick here, probably be the first one in the industry, have a couple of high school students I'm going to sponsor. And guess what? For basketball and everything, they're going to be on my videos and everything now. So the NIL's coming to the staffing industry now. So, hey, I can't make this up. This is good stuff. And I even have a singer now that I sponsor. So, you know, every time he goes to and does a show, man, my name's out there. You know, he's got t-shirts Great. With my logo on the back. So that stuff we have not done. We just do billboards, which is kind of boring. You pay all that money for a billboard. Billboards, I mean, it is what it is. But these are just like community marketing things that you have to do. So when you do all this, guess what? Guess who your recruiting team is, David? It's your town. It's the town you live in, right? That's your recruiters right there. Everybody that you are surrounded by, that is your recruiters now. So now you don't have a team of four recruiters. You have 20,000 people that are recruiting for you. And it's worked everywhere I go. Give me 1 year, I will turn that whole town into, you know, a shark mania where they all want jobs. They all just have fun together. And that's the vibe you get. I think a couple other things I'm going to say is social media. I think if you're just on LinkedIn, I got to tell you, David, you're losing out. There's more than LinkedIn. I tell people TikTok, you got to be on it. And I was in New York City a couple of weeks ago for business and I seen CEOs and I was going to take a video of it. They're scrolling on TikTok. So if they got a shirt and tie and they're in first class, they're on TikTok. What if they pop up by your company or my company? All it takes is one swipe, right? So why put that content on every platform? One platform that I think is really going to boom up this year, I'm going to give you a tip, is Clapper. I don't know if you guys heard of Clapper. It's a competitor to TikTok. Yeah. So it's based out of Texas. I think it's going to be the up and coming thing for video content. So if you guys get a chance, Clapper is one of them. I love the video content. I think video is the king. Everybody should be doing videos 6 to 7 a week. I mean, and get out in the streets and do it. You know, you're in Colorado. So, you know, the Denver Broncos, you know, football, boom, stuff up there with your Bronco shirt on or whatever, who you cheer for.
Yeah.
And then hashtag that. Then guess what? All the community that loves the Broncos is going to see the Shark or David swimming around. They're very curious who you are. That is how you drive traffic to your website and everything else.
I love it. And the short videos on social media is hands down one of the more impactful approaches to getting eyeballs, getting engagement, getting shares. I don't know exactly how the algorithms work, but they're definitely favoring that content. And I think it's because it gets the engagement in it as well. The one part you brought up, the micro influencers, I just read There's an article in Harvard Business Review last month about influencers and how, I don't remember the exact number, but it's something like 12 million people in the US list their primary job as content creators or influencers. And it was like the same amount that's in manufacturing or something. It was something crazy stat. I read it and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And it's just like, that is a wave, you know, the whole micro influencer movement, I think, is a thing that's going to get more and more traction. And instead of the brand talking about the brand, because nobody trusts that, get your people to talk about it. Obviously, I'm behind that with the whole referral movement. And I think that's kind of moving that in that direction. But that's great advice that you've got there. From a technology perspective, I know you get to talk to different agencies. When it comes to automation, AI, are there tools, platforms that you're seeing out there that are having an impact, or things that you're generally excited about?
The two AI ones I like is Dasper and Flick. I don't know if you heard of both of them. I love them in the industry right now. I think they're great. There are so many other ones that are out there that does cartoon characters and all that stuff and brings it to life. I think when you do a lot of AI people, they do a lot of cartoon characters, but they don't put themselves in it. You have to have your face in it. I mean, I did a Jedi one for May 4th, you know, and I look like a Jedi. I mean, people want to see your face over and over again. And that's how you get it. Flood yourself out there. But it's also, you just don't flood yourself about yourself. You got to flood yourself about every scenario. I mean, you know, all these movies coming out all summer long and stuff like that. Put yourself in it. Beverly Hills Cop's out there. I got one with that, you know, now. So it's like, put yourself in the movies with them and at the current time. And then hashtag all that stuff. I think one thing that I got to say real quick is, I wrote it down real quick here, is like, you know, ads shouldn't look like ads. And I really believe that, like, advertisement should be that salesy QVC kind of stuff. Shouldn't say that, but you know what I mean? It's like, you only got 10 minutes, come on down. We can't be a salesperson. We got to be, like I said, again, excitement, excite, engage, employ. That was my slogan for the last 4 years now. And that is what it's about, to get candidates and clients. I'm going to tell you, David, most of my clients, I closed 38 deals in 18 months. And only one in person for a staffing firm in West Virginia. And I did this with everything else I do, you know, traveling and doing 38 conferences and stuff. And guess what? Only one was in person. And it was never like, hey, you know, I'm going to send you 10 bodies. No, I'm not selling bodies here. You know, it's about me just having a bullshit coffee chat, beer chat with them. And then send them a link to like some of my videos, this link. And they're like, dude, you're crazy. I'm curious about who you are, Shark. You know? Seriously, I'm in a third person all the time, if you know that. Like, I call myself the Shark all the time. I'm a third person. I know you do.
That's great.
And it's kind of funny because people joke about it. And I'm like the running joke, but I love it. It's like, so if that third person they're talking about, you're in a third person, they're talking about me. Guess what that is? That's activity. That's engaging. Yep. That's what you want all the time. If I can give any tips out there about sales, is the cold calls and all that's great, but use all different avenues. The emails are still alive. Texting's still alive. Use emojis. There's so many different avenues. I'm going to tell you, on the weekends, if you throw 7 to 10 emails out there from 10 o'clock to 1 o'clock, people's on their phones all the time. We're on our work phone all the time. So, you know, CEOs and managers, hiring managers are on it too. Reach out to them and throw something out there on a Saturday. If it's like Labor Day's coming up, throw something out there and say, hope you have some hot dogs and ketchup or something funny. And like comical, they'll respond to that instead of just saying, hey, you know, I'm this staffing firm A, B, and C, and I have 10 people. Are you interested in looking at them? Nobody gives a shit about that. They can get on Indeed and find their own. I mean, it really comes down to that. Now we are like in this day and age where entertainment is the number one thing, because we're all, since the iPhone came around, it's, dude, we only have 15 seconds, right? Not even that, 7 seconds to engage somebody's interest.
Yeah. Attention span are so low. And I do think you're right. It's so funny, is I feel like people write off different social media platforms. Historically, it's like, oh, we're B2B. We don't need to do stuff on Facebook. And it's like, well, our customers there, Instagram doesn't, I mean, it's not where you naturally take B2B sales, but I get targeted on Instagram nonstop with AI, SDR stuff, all kinds of platforms. And it's like, if your customers are there, you can figure out how to connect with them. It's a good path to go down.
Big time. And one other one, I'm going to give another tip out there, is associations. We all join and we love NAPS, ASA, SIA, shout out to them. But how about your association, like Manufacturing Association of West Virginia? David, there's 250 members there. One staffing firm was me. That was the only one there. It's like you're going to the conference, like, you know how it is. If it's technology or whatever, go to the conference where you're trying to find candidates and you really want the clients. I mean, all the other ones are great, but, and Chambers, people go to Chambers. I ain't going to lie. I laugh about it. Every time I go to a chamber, it's all these banks trying to say, hey, Shark, can you transfer your money to my bank? You know, it's like, but if you go to, it's really true like that. But if you go to the interest of the associations that, you know, if it's manufacturing, healthcare, and the small ones in your town or in the state, I'm telling you what, there's not much staffing competition at all.
That's interesting. I haven't thought about it. It makes a lot of sense. Show up where your customers are.
Exactly. They brought the crowd. All you do is show up and entertain them.
I love it. So I know we've talked a lot about the staffing TV. Is there anything else from the, you know, coming out, anything next on the Staffing Shark front? Anything else you're excited about?
You know, some speaking gigs this year, I'll be there. You know, a lot of it's going to be on the social media platforms and video content, stuff like that. Growing the brand, trying to bring a lot of other people into it. I think a big thing is, though, job seekers. We're going to have a show on just getting job seekers out there. I think it's going to be called Job Seekers Got Talent. We definitely, people, if you're looking for a job, reach out. I think that's the biggest thing that the rest of the year, David, is to make an impact on people who don't have jobs. And we know there's an election coming up there. A little people are scared. So at the end of time, I can say every day is positive for me, man. I don't put that negative. I think when you're positive, dude, you're going to rock it out, because people that are scared right now, this is a time for us to grab the business. So, and people are hiring, David. I'm going to tell you right now, they're hiring. If you hunt hard enough, you're going to find them, man. You know, just be persistent and stay on the phone and in person. Rock it out.
Got two last questions for you and then we'll close it out. So what advice do you wish you were given before entering the staffing industry?
I would say when you go in with it, go in with an open mind. With me, I came with an open mind because I, being a probation officer, locking people away every day, this is not a job. This is a lifestyle I got now. This is easy, guys. I'm going to lie. Staffing is easy. I'm going to be the first one to tell you. Work 9 years with me is probation at 10 o'clock at night, you know, with a gun, you know, and bullets going over your head a couple of times. You know, that's for another story. That's a real job. Seriously, an open mind, communication yep. with your leaders, communication with your recruiters. I think that's the biggest thing is, though, it's okay for people to say no. They don't want the job. It's okay for a client to say no. If you have ideas, tell your manager, don't be scared. We're in this day and age to go and think outside the box. And I think be creative, be yourself. I mean, when you're on the phone, I think the biggest thing I can tell people getting in the staffing industry, when you're on the phone, that script that we always had, I only had it for 2 days and I ripped it up. I'm like, dude, I can't script this shit. I'm not an actor, yeah. you know? So, but I think at the end of the day, be yourself. Sky's the limit. This is the best industry to be in. I'm going to tell you right now, man, I love it. I fell in love with staffing and it fell in love with me, and I'll never change anything. And anybody coming into the industry, if you embrace it with people like yourself, myself, there's so much love in the industry that you'll never leave it, man.
In the last 5 years, what new belief, behavior, or habit has most improved your life?
You know what? I think my brand. I'm going to be honest with you. My brand has created me to give back to more people. I think the first 5 years of staffing, I'm getting into it, trying to, you know, create my career, trying to start speaking and, you know, trying to get that niche where, you know, to get exposed and to blend in with people. And I think the last 5 years, I've done that where it's time for me to make everybody else shine. And that's my big thing. So it's, you know, I've already done my shining, even though I continue to shine. I think if I can bring everybody else to the forefront, that's what I've learned in the last 5 years that I love now, that I can embrace and help everybody else out to be successful.
That's great. Well, Richard, really enjoyed having you on. Great conversation. Shark Week. So cheers to you. And you have any closing comments for the audience?
I think the closing comments is never give up. Never give up. And creative content, put what out there you like. That's all I have to say. Look at me. I'm different. Yeah. I did the flip-flop thing. You can do it too. You know, don't ever doubt yourself on the content. Put it out there and let it go. And don't look at the followers and likes all the time. Just walk away and watch it. Just
let's do it again.
Create amazing stuff.
I love it. Well, thanks so much for being on the show. Great conversation. Can't wait to watch Staffing TV, and have a great day.
All right, brother. Take care, man. See you guys.
Thanks for listening to The Staffing Show. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at staffinghub.com to never miss an episode. Until next time.